you, Brian. Wow, that's great. Wonderful voice. Thank you for blessing us. Ah, yeah. Woo. Good morning. So we're talking, actually the first whole month of January, we use the first three chapters of our textbook that Ernest Holmes wrote, our founder. And this one, chapter two, is The Way It Works. And so in case you want to read right along with me, you can bring your textbook and or check it out at home to make sure I said the right thing. So The Way It Works is, in my opinion, the most important aspect of what is being said. Because last week I spoke about the thing itself, which is God, the infinite wisdom, the spirit, the life itself. It is that lives within us, that we, you know, it is the soul of our whole being. We're human beings having a human, we're spiritual beings having a human experience. I get that turned around. But we're still spiritual beings having a human experience, or a human being having a spiritual experience. By whatever way you say it, we are multifaceted. We are, yes, in this physical body, but there's something at the very center of each and every one of us, and whatever you call it. Some people call it the beloved. Some people call it God, infinite spirit, the divine, or just that wisdom that lives within us. And Ernest Holmes says, the life we live is universal life. Now, hear that. It's universal life expressing through us. Else, how would we live? I like that. I think that's really important for us to take in. Or else, how would we live? Number one, I don't know about you, but I did not make this body. And this body changes and grows, and it has its own power within it that knows exactly what it needs to do. And it's like what Philip said. His body knows how to heal, and everything and everybody who sent prayer there, Philip understood it and opened to receive it. Do you see? He doesn't have to know how that happens. He just gives thanks that it did. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Great. And if it doesn't make sense to you, please talk to Philip after service. Living proof. So our thoughts and our emotions is the use we make, consciously or unconsciously, of the original creative thing that is the cause of everything. Hear that again. Our thought and our emotions is the use we make of this beingness, physical, spiritual body, consciously or unconsciously. And it is this creative thing itself that is the cause of everything. Okay, breathe that one in. Does that mean I'm the cause of the flat tire? No, but I'm definitely the cause of how I react to the flat tire. So, in reading this chapter two, I have to show you. Now, this book doesn't look like any of your textbooks, because this is my original textbook, and I will show it to you. It is the textbook I started Science of Mind with, and in 1980. I left Science of Mind because I was arguing with Ernest Holmes, and I still have the original arguments in some of these pages. That's not true. I don't believe that. There we go. And I in the side of the book, I have that. And then I took this book, and I left even Science of Mind, and then I came back, and I started taking the classes. And with each class I took, I wrote more, highlighted more, and of course, then I went into practitioner class, and I have even notes in here about this, why I studied in practitioner class. But anyway, so I love this book, and a friend of mine who makes slippers made the binding because it was falling apart. It's one of my most precious possessions. So I was reading page 37. And it says, the power which appears to bind us is the only power in the universe that can free us. Now, not only did I have it underlined, I had little things on it, and it's in green. And it is done unto you as you believe. Now, we've heard that. Now, we go back to here and say that our thoughts and emotions is what makes consciously or unconsciously what's going on for us. And then I go a little further down and I said, so we suffer not because suffering is imposed upon us, but because we are ignorant of our true nature. So if you're suffering, bless yourself, you're ignorant. How many of us have been there? I certainly have. Remember the couple of weeks ago, I found the part on suffering. Okay. It can become to us only when we recognize it as power. So everything is telling us, talking to us to say, accept the fact that you are spiritual beings having a human experience, and that we daily feed our bodies. And as I was working on this talk today, and I got, okay, yeah, I just fixed breakfast. Let all of this together this year. Commit to, you don't go and say, oh, I'm not feeding my body, do you? Because you would pass out. But let's commit to daily feeding our souls. Because this is the way it works, to give equal time to our divine self as we do to our physical self, which we feed. But we need to feed the spiritual self. And you know, back there on the table, we've got these daily guides to the textbook. You might not understand everything in there if this is the first time that you're reading the textbook, but I guarantee you when your textbook begins to look like this, you will begin to understand it, to take it in, to allow this information to own it. Not because I say so, but because you know so. So I'm going to invite us this year, each one of us, to commit to feeding our souls. So how do we feed our souls? Not just here on Sunday and get filled up. That's what you're supposed to do. But again, we've got to take that filling full of our divine self out into the world. But then daily, read something that has value for you, that takes you to your heart. The great thing about this textbook is there are meditations in the back, and it's meditations for self-help. I love these because when I get a little squirrely, yeah, I do at times, I know where to go. And it says, stand forth and speak, stand forth and speak, spirit within you. Proclaim thy presence, announce thy course, declare through me thy wondrous works, and let all people hear thy voice. Behold, he maketh all things new. The spirit within speaks words of truth and life to all. And it goes on. His arms enfold me. His strength upholds me. His presence fills me with life and joy. I shall forevermore, nevermore be sad nor depressed, for I know that I do not walk life's path alone. I could go on. But after two pages of some of that, I guarantee you, you will be lifted up. within each one of us is that power of love, is that soul self that needs our feeding, that needs our nurturing. And so we need to give praise and equal time to the beloved within you, to spirit of life, to God, whatever you want to call it. Because within each and every one of us is that power of God. And it needs to be nurtured, just like your body. The power of the love of good, of divine delight. Spiritual power is our birthright. Spiritual power waits for us to grow God into our experience. Hear that. Spiritual power waits for us to grow the God presence within us. So let's see how that works. Well, before I go any further, did anybody notice how clean the sanctuary is today? Very nice. Reverend Suzanne and her team did a great job. So let's give thanks to everybody who found all the cobwebs. And I don't know if you could feel it, but Reverend Suzanne asked me when she came, she said, could you feel it? I said, yeah. There's something, yeah, the spiders will have a happy home now. They can do some stuff. So, how it works. So, thank you again, team that worked with Reverend Suzanne. So, one thing we need to do is to clean up our story. I don't know what the story is that you're telling yourself in this moment, but here's the road to self-love, okay? Now, I wrote a lot on this. Because I think there's a lot for us to understand. It's like the road to self-love. Powerlessness is when we keep telling the same story over and over again. When we feel the fear and the guilt and the doubt and poor me. I love that one. Or spinning in our problem. Anybody spin? Yeah, I do too. But I have to tell you that the moment when we find ourselves spinning, that it's really important to say, wait a second, I'm spinning. What do I need? What can I do right now to support myself? Because we have to ask, is that really true of what's going on for me? Well, yeah, I feel like I'm spinning. Now, we can spin as long as we want, or we can pick up something like that, or we can pick up, you know, the Science of Mind magazine. And who gets it? If you don't have it, please pick one up today in the bookstore. It's filled with wonderful things. I mean, it's easier to read sometimes than the textbook, but it's all good. It's all God. And Mary Ellen, practitioner, is going to be teaching the first Sunday of every month. She's going to go over that Science of Mind magazine and show you how to navigate it. And that's for free, just a love offering. We are committed in this community to grow your spiritual awareness. And this year, for sure, this is your year. It's everybody's year. This is everybody's year. And so this road to self-love, this is how it works, is we want to get to that place where our freedom lies, where there's love, there's empowerment, there's solution in the present, that we stop and say, wait a second, God loves me. Why am I not loving me in this moment? Because when we're spinning, we're not loving ourselves. Remember, we're spiritual beings having a human experience. We are full of it. Sometimes I say that. I'm full of it. Yes, well, let me prove it. God loves me. I love God. I am a blessing. I am blessed. All good, all God. These are the things. Here's where you got the... Where do you want to live? It's your choice. It's your choice. So we have to look for the good. So this is how we do it. Because I can, you know, I have to work this too, you guys. Because life sometimes can, there can be cloudy days sometimes. The first two commandments are, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your heart and soul. There's a power within me, whatever you call it, and it's my job to love it, because this is what works all that I am and all that I am yet to be. Now it says the second commandment, and we get a little confused on this one, don't we, sometimes? Love thy neighbor as thyself. If we don't love this self within us first, there is no way we can send love to our neighbor. Amen. Do I hear an amen? Yes? Okay. I know this one. Last week you were all here when you celebrated my 10 years. That's why I had to keep this up here. Yeah. It overwhelmed me more than that. And those of you who know, on Monday, I felt just, you know, I usually feel a little kind of spacey after service. I felt extra spacey. Tuesday morning, I couldn't get up out of bed. I was dizzy. I had a headache. And I had to stop, and I didn't come into the office, and I had to stop, and I said, what's going on? I know Rick loves me. That I've been able to accept. But I didn't know how loved you had, what love you had for me. And I've never truly felt it. And so last Sunday, God bless you all, I couldn't say that wasn't so. And so the love that you gave me was overwhelming, overpowering. And I, as I lay there in bed on Tuesday morning, not being able to really move, I lay there asking, what's going on? You know, why am I sick? And Spirit said, you're full of love. Take it in, breathe it into every cell, muscle, fiber, and tissue of your body. Because you see, due to my life story, I'd never really taken it in. I said, even as a little kid at 4 years old, I said, I knew they didn't love me, but I would just love them. Now that sounds really courageous, but what it meant is that I steeled myself off from receiving. How about you? So, thank you. I have never in my life felt so loved by a group of people, so appreciated, so cared for. And I know at times I've made a difference in your lives, I hope so, but that's what I'm supposed to do. I didn't celebrate me, you did. And you made me to the point of where I had to lay there on Tuesdays and Wednesday and send love throughout my whole body. And I feel very loved. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we can make a difference in people's lives, but there's such a greater power waiting to be felt, to be known, to be experienced as us when we really claim, I am a spiritual being. And there is a power within me, and it is so great, and it is my job to love it, to let it grow, to let it be and have its way with me, because I am blessed in God and God blesses me. And when we begin to do that, when we really take ownership of it, then we're so full of it that we can't help but love our neighbor, even if they're not showing up as we would like them to show up. We can certainly love each other and love the difficult parts for each other and the difficulties. This must come first. I know that more today than I have ever known it. And so, because I had to stay in bed Tuesday and Wednesday, because God made me sit in your love and bask in the richness that you so freely gave to me, I give it back to you. I return it to you because it's yours. It's ours. It's what we do in this community. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Our choices, and the choices that we make, will determine how we will live. It isn't bad if we live differently than where we think we're supposed to, or whatever it is. When we worry, when we grow anxious, we magnify the trivia of life, and we magnify that to the extent that we place a mask over our divine nature. This dims the light that we were born with. So I'm going to invite you all to be mindful of the words you say and the thinking that you think about yourself or about somebody else. Because when we become mindful of this, something magical begins to happen. Something magical in our lives that we learn we're never alone. And a lightness takes over. I've always known the love of God, but I haven't clearly until last Sunday known the love of other people. We have to stop and say, I matter. Who I am is valuable. Who you are is valuable. So I ask you, what are your expectations of life for you? See, because one thing I want to tell you is that life is madly in love with you. Who you are is amazing. Who you are right now, as you are, is more than enough. And you matter. Ernest Holmes says, the ultimate goal is to be free from discord of every nature. To be free from discord. And this goal is sure to be attained by all. When you have a thought about something or someone that seems to be upsetting you, stop and change your mind. Because we believe here, we know here, that changing our mind does change your thinking, change your life. I'm certainly living proof of that. Let us look to this year of mastering our own minds. We've got that. The Science of Mind magazine, the first Sundays of every month. You've got Rex Raleigh, who's been in Science of Mind how many years, Rex? Leading you on a little over 20. He's taken foundations a number of times. He's going to lead you out into nature and show you the beauty and the magnificence of spirit expressing in this beautiful place. Joy Day on every Thursday night will take you through living Science of Mind. Joy Day and Mary Pat Feeney will take you through whatever they're wanting to on the third Sunday of every month. This is all free for you. For you, to support you in growing your own spiritual essence, your own self. Peter's going to be teaching foundations. If you haven't taken it, or if you've taken it a long time ago, take it again. I'm teaching Forgive for Good. Because it's important. Suzanne's teaching, what are you teaching? Think better, live better. Well, that's the truth. Good. There's a testimonial. The classes here are here to support you and to grow each and every one of us. It grows me. So let's take this all into prayer. So I just know in this moment that there's only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence. By whatever name you call it, there's only one. And it is unique and divine and expressing and experiencing all that it is in and through and as each and every one of us. For we are each the beloved place where God shows up. This is what I know. That there's a magnificent presence within us. And it is ours to allow it to have be full in us as us. For God so loves each and every one of us that there is nothing outside of our divine nature. And so I'm inviting each and every one of us to bring that power greater within us this day and every day into the fullness and the richness of our being, filled up to overflowing with divine delight. This is our birthright. This is what's available to us. And no matter what's going on in our lives, what's happening physically or in our personal lives, we know and accept the power of God is within that and is straightening out any crooked places because we trust it. We believe in it. We know that this is the truth guiding us at every step of the way. So knowing this truth for and about each and every one of us here and those that aren't with us this morning, we absolutely know that it's all good, it's all God. And we release anything other than that to come into that greater sense of our divine beingness. As I just know and accept this truth greater for each and every one of us that fills us to overflowing the goodness and the grace of God. So I just release my word into the ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes. Returning to and through each and every one of us, filled up to overflowing. We just let it be so. And so it is. Amen. Thank you.